When was the last time you were all in? Where you put everything you had into one thing? Whether it was a project, a relationship, whether it was a sport, an activity, or whether it was just simply all in moving house, writing a book, playing a party. I think there's a lot of us that are familiar with this idea of being all in on something. We have a huge affinity to effort. Effortful intention, effortful action, and using that to achieve our goals, to reach our destinations. I think a lot of us are raised that way, where we need maximum effort. And there's such an honorable quality in how we can put an all-in effort. But there's also another way to think about it. Maybe another way to see it. And maybe effort, or the opposite of effort, which we'll call ease, maybe they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, I know for me they're not mutually exclusive. There is an element of balance or duality in everything that we do. Everything that we do in our lives, or the effort that we put in, is all part of the complete approach that we take, which is a balance of effort and ease. It's like most things in life that are binary or separated by halves. We don't really know one without the other. What is light without dark? What's big if we don't know small? How can we truly slow down if we don't know what fast is? And I think sometimes these days we either celebrate or villainize an all-in mentality in one way or the other. An all-in effort to be completely quiet. An all-in effort to be the strongest, the fastest, the best. I think these days we need to pull ourselves back from the extremes and realize that there is always going to be an element of the opposite within the focus. If you turn the lights up to 100%, we still usually turn them back just a notch. If we are training for a marathon, maximum effort might be waking up every morning at 5 a.m. and running 10K, 15K, 20K. But it's also remembering and recognizing that even in that morning run, to not beat yourself up so much if you don't make the time. Or to take a moment to take in the sights and the surroundings through the focus of your effort. Maybe we can look at this as an idea of how can you find a little bit of joy, a little bit of awareness, a little bit of easefulness when you are completely dedicated. And we can see this anywhere and everywhere in our lives. On a deadline at work, the full effort could be sitting there on your computer, writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. And finding the ease could be also in that moment to take a moment. Oftentimes, we talk about making space or having to put in something that reminds us to ease up. I'd rather think about it as an intentional choice to create space or easefulness as not only as an essential aspect, but as a priority to anything we're doing that requires effort physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. Finding that ability to coexist where ease and effort are a part of everything we do. And while one may be more than the other, there is a coexistence. Just like life and community, things are better together. We accomplish more together. We appreciate more together to find ease within the efforts that we put out into the world. So let this be the practice for today. Today, when you're putting your attention onto something that requires your full focus, or a challenging moment, whether by choice, by design, or by situation, maybe it's as simple as today, if you're going to the gym, or going for a run, going to a class, and you're putting out physical effort, can you still find a moment that is easeful and enjoyable? Maybe that's as simple as smiling while you do it. Let this be your good intention for today. Finding those moments of ease in the effort.